current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, The Real Fear Within. A caliphate will not be established on the shores of the Mediterranean. These were the defiant words of Benjamin Netanyahu, the quote-unquote Israeli Prime Minister, in a speech meant to reassure his citizens and basically intimidate the Muslims. Let it be very clear for us, for all the political, economic and military challenges the region presents, it is this singular idea, the return of the Islamic governance rooted in the Quran and Sunnah, that provokes the deepest fear. So much so that numerous recurring statements by Western politicians and leading thinkers are all echoing the same warning. This reveals something critical, and it is a very clear admittance on their part. The Zionists recognize what many Muslims view as an illusion or a distant dream, that only the re-establishment of the Khilafah possesses the ideological, strategic and spiritual depth to counter their ruthless occupation. They do not fear fractured resistance, divided leadership or the short-lived cause of nationalism. What they fear is unity under Islam, a leadership that mobilizes the Ummah with a vision greater than mere borders. The Khilafah represents a force that is independent of Western hegemony and immune to the manipulation that defines secular regimes in the Muslim world, and this makes them shake in their boots. The obligation to strive for such a reality is not optional. It is a duty that the Quran makes explicit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Tawbah verse 41, Go forth whether light or heavy and strive with your wealth and your lives in the cause of Allah. That is best for you if you only knew. This command embraces all believers and highlights the centrality of jihad. In the same surah, ayah 38, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ma lakum idha qila lakum unfiru fi sabilillahi thaqaltum ila al-ard.
O believers, what is the matter with you that when you are asked to march forth in the cause of Allah, you cling firmly to your land? The scenes of Gaza massacres and brutal aggression is in full view of the armies in Muslim countries, especially those surrounding Palestine, such as Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Turkey and Iran. Yet all we've seen is condemnations and calls to international audiences to stop the genocide. Where are your armies? Where are your spears? Your words condemning match your motionless and idle sitting. Rise up with your weapons and take on your role of jihad. The enemies of Islam have long understood where the true potential of the Ummah lies, in its deen, its unity and its unwavering commitment to the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fear a khilafah not because of sentiment but because of strategy. It is time, now more than ever, that we recognize the same. We must turn to the blueprint that Allah has laid out for us, the Islamic State on the method of prophethood. Netanyahu said, "We know our enemy well and we will not accept the existence of a caliphate state here or in Lebanon. We are working to ensure the survival of quote-unquote Israel." And we say, accept it or not, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said,
ثُمَّ تَكُونُ مُلْكًا جَبْرِيًّا فَتَكُونُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَن تَكُونَ ثم يرفعها إذا شاء أن يرفعها ثم تكون خلافة على منهاج النبوة ثم سكت.
Then there will be an oppressive rule and it will last for as long as Allah wishes. Then he will lift it if he wishes. Then there will be a khilafah on the method of prophethood. And then he sallallahu alayhi wasallam fell silent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the victory and humiliate the enemies of Islam in the worst of ways. Ameen. جزاكم الله خيرا for listening. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.